Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Friday. This is Seattle Now. Washington is hanging up its hotline for HOV cheats. Seattle drivers are honking more, and welcome to fall. We'll process another week with Jeannie Yandel and Eula Scott Bino of the Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace podcast. But first, let's get you caught up. Governor Inslee is stretching out the statewide eviction ban for just a little while longer to give counties time to get relief money moving. The governor said yesterday he'd keep the ban in place for one more month, until October 31st. Seattleites will get a little more time. The city extended its ban until mid-January earlier this week. The slow distribution of funds is frustrating tenants and landlords. The Seattle Times reports that King County has distributed just 25% of its federal rent relief dollars so far. Amazon is nudging state lawmakers back to Olympia for a special legislative session to pass a transportation package. There's currently no deal and no plans to reconvene. Yesterday, the company called on Governor Inslee to bring lawmakers back in November to get the job done. A letter from Amazon's general counsel yesterday mentions jobs, safety, reduced congestion, and the climate as reasons to spend the money. A federal transportation package that could send even more money to Washington is also making its way through the Democrat-controlled Congress. And you can bank on another sunny, warm day tomorrow, but after that, start getting comfortable in your rain gear. The National Weather Service says by Saturday night, the clouds will move in with rain or showers all week. Won't get much warmer than 60. Just flips like a switch around here. Really does. What a week. We're deep into the grind of school and navigating Delta. The warm days are on the way out, so take the time this weekend if you can. Jeannie Yandel's here. She's an editor at KUOW and one of the hosts of Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace. Hey, Jeannie.
Hello, Trish.
So glad you're here. Eula Scott Bino's in the house. She's the other host of BTSW. Hey, Eula.
Pew, pew. Hey, how are you? I had to pull up my guns.
Super, super fun to have you. Hey, you guys, have you seen the trees are popping? Fall is here.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. It's really nice. And my son, he's just turned 4 the other day. His birthday is the last day of summer. Mm. And it's really nice because we're getting to talk about the seasons. He didn't believe me when I told him all the trees were going to turn a different color. But we talked about how, like, this one tree was all green but had 2 red leaves. And I was like, I bet you there are going to be more red ones when we come back. So we're going to return to that tree to, like, really have it be our marker.
Nice. Oh, nice.
I love that.
Yeah. We can say goodbye to 7 p.m. sunsets, though, this week as well. So the countdown clock is not working in our favor in terms of the light. The light.
No.
For sure.
No.
That's okay.
And that's...
Are you sad about that, Eula? I'm excited because I want to go to bed at 7 o'clock. I feel like the universe is supporting me in that regard.
Oh, no, I'm seeing too far into the future, and I can see how then it's going to be 5 o'clock.
I know. I'm not thinking about February right now. I'm just forgetting February exists when it gets dark at 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's so true. I do love the change of season, but by late winter, I'm gone. I'm totally gone.
Yeah. No, it's true. I tell people, they'll always start planning a vacation right around now for late winter, like for February, because, like, by... Like, as soon as the holidays are over and you realize there's nothing to look forward to.
I know.
It gets terrible to wake up
to
another dark day. Another dark day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm already carrying my flashlights on my morning walk. So time to get that reflective clothing out for the morning walks. Like your old safety patrol belt. Either one of you guys work on the safety patrol. You remember those little orange belts you used to get that would go across? The bright orange belts? Yeah, man.
I did.
anyway, I'm talking about this because WashDOT this week shut down the 764 Hero line, which in my mind equates to the adult hall monitor safety patrol person.
Right.
In adult form, right?
Wow.
It's been around since 84, since HOV lanes were a new thing. You could pick up the phone and call out that person who was abusing the HOV lane.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's my question about it. As much as I love 764 Hero, like, you know, the idea that, like, you're a hero for telling on somebody. Like, there are so many other ways to tell on people now. You can just take a photo of somebody's license plate in the HOV lane and post it wherever you want. You know, you don't.
But then
really
they can tell on you
line.
That you're on your phone while you're driving.
It's true. It could be a double tattletale situation. Yep.
What America was built for.
You're going to tell the authorities about me. I'm going to tell the authorities about you. Anyway.
You're bringing this up, but 764 Hero was actually around before cell phones. You had to work pretty hard in the 80s to report somebody abusing the HOV lane. You had to, like, write that down in your car, drive to a payphone, or wait till you went home to your rotary dial. And or your push-button princess in the 80s.
Jeez.
I want the phone calls. That's what I want, actually.
No, for real. Give me the audio of these things.
Yeah.
So I do think one time I called, but this person had, like, just cut me off, and I was really upset about it. And so I called to just say, like, you guys should follow this person if you can.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, that's just an embarrassing thing to say. But what...
I'm excited about our new podcast idea called 764 Hero, where we play the audio of people telling on other people.
No, for real.
Okay, they say they don't have it. A colleague tried to file a records request, but WashDOT said they don't keep them around. And I would like to see the record retention policy on that, because we definitely got audio of people reporting restaurants who were violating COVID rules. So I am curious. I am curious.
You know, but it's funny because one time my parents, they tell the story that on the night of their wedding, they went for a drive around Lake Washington and a car was in the lake and they had to call the police, but they didn't have cell phones. So they had to just, like, go to a payphone and call the police and say, like, there's a car at this spot in the lake, just like headlights on in the water.
Whoa.
Never found out what happened to him. I know, but just thinking about having to go all the way home and make the call. We should tell somebody. Somebody should help them. Let's keep driving.
We should tell somebody in 15 minutes once we get home.
In 2010, you could start reporting the ferry line cutters, too. So, you know, that's a situation that I am sure people took advantage of, because ferry line cutters are regarded as the lowest of the cutters.
Yeah. Also, because I get to watch you cut me for how long? I get to sit behind
I know.
Your car.
Oh, man.
The audacity of the ferry line cutter.
Man.
Oh, man. I'm grateful for that's not part of my commute. I'm so grateful that that's not a part of my commute.
I know. Again, though, you can also just take photos. And then post it wherever you want.
But would you ever tell on someone?
No. No.
No. Oh.
No. If I get mad at you on the road, you're going to know about it from my vehicle on the road. I will unlikely call the police on you.
We're going to settle this here.
We're going to settle this.
We're settling this on the highway.
No, for real. For real. And Jeannie, you tell.
Oh, I mean, could you tell? Like, from, I was like, I might. Yeah. I don't know. I turn into kind of a, like, don't break the rules kind of person, especially when I'm in my car. And I want immediate, like, swift authority to come and tell the person who I believe wronged me that I was right.
Yes.
And I want to be there when it happens. So I would certainly utilize a 764 Hero situation if I knew that the response would be immediate and the way that I want it to go.
Yes. Yes.
I'm not proud of this impulse, but it definitely exists.
Well, and in reality, all they do is mail you an informational packet and tell you you've been called out by someone on the road.
I think it's more therapy for the person calling in.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's literally like, for me that day that I called, I was like, I'm going to follow this person to their house or I'm going to call this number.
Wait a minute. What if 764 Hero was just a therapy line? They never did anything with it. It just existed for you to vent.
This is also an episode of This American Life. This is also an episode of This American Life. Because there's an episode of This American Life where they talk about how a woman put it in a preschool room, Jeannie, a phone, so preschoolers could go to the phone instead of coming to her to tattle all day. So they would just go to the phone and give this rant, and it didn't even ring nowhere. And then she did connect it for the show, and you can listen to the kids tattle, and I'm sure it sounds exactly like the Hero line.
Oh, my God.
One is just a kid not remembering why they called.
That would be me.
I'm just putting this number in my phone. I'm just going to keep it and see what happens. Anyway, technically it's going to be gone. as of yesterday. Mm-hmm. People are going to have to figure out another way to exercise their frustration on the road. Like maybe photos or a horn, which apparently Northwest drivers are becoming much more comfortable with. Seriously, PEMCO did a poll this week and found that Seattle drivers say they're more likely to honk than they were 5 years ago. I grew up on the East Coast. Horns are just part of the dialogue.
Yes. I'm super curious what you think about honking, Eula. As, yeah. Like, you grew up here. Like, what, I mean...
I think it's really inappropriate. I think it's really inappropriate to honk. I think that the only way you're supposed to honk is where you do the thing where you, like, tap, tap, tap. Like, where you kind of go, like, beep, 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 beep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing that I am allowed to do, even my spirit. But I also... I do appreciate the bump, 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 because the bump, bump, bump is like, you missed the light, you're going the other direction. A longhorn is like, move, and it's like, move, you know what I'm doing. I'm doing the same thing you were doing the last time you were at a light and you needed somebody to honk at you. You're on your phone, you're passing something back to your child, you drop something on the floor, you're trying to figure out if you got tartar sauce with your order. Like, we're all doing the same thing. Just tell me to go. So, yeah, just tell me to go.
You're in the majority, Eula. You're the majority, because the most common answer in that poll was, I acknowledge my mistake with a gesture of thanks when someone honks their horn at me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I do think that people who honk hard, though, are just all transplants.
That's what I think, too. I'm like, everybody who gets, like, aggro on their horns out there, or because the least likely response was that you get angry when someone honks at you. Mm-hmm. Those are all East Coasters, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And Midwesterners, because, I do the same thing.
Well, you're like, well, come on. We're both doing the same thing. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm doing the same thing you're doing, buddy. So
yeah,
it's hard to get the jersey out of the girl.
My way to express anger when somebody honks at me is to honk back. I believe in horn escalation. Doesn't really go anywhere.
You guys don't remember those stories of, like, people getting out of their car and getting into fights on the road and stuff? Like, that's what I've always been told. Like, you don't honk because you just don't want to upset somebody. People are already having, you know, COVID days. You know, you don't want to throw them over.
Yes. Mm.
That's a very important point, Eula. It is actually not safe to be, like, angry with anyone on the road these days. It's not good for your blood pressure. We should probably all just, you know, deep breathe our way through these things. But yes. Yes, that's a really important point, that you never know who you're honking at out there. And a younger Murphy may have been a little more bolder.
Yeah, she's going to settle it here.
She's going to settle it right here.
I know. Yes. I don't need a 764 hero number. I'm my own hero. Honk.
Let's leave it there for today. Thanks to our guests, Eula Scott Bino and Jeannie Yandel, co-hosts of Battle Tactics for your Sexist Workplace podcast. New season out now. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Trish.
Thank you, Trish.
That's all for today. Jason Pagano produced today's show. Our production team is Claire McGrain, Jenny Cecil Moore, Diana Opong, and Caroline Chamberlain Gomez. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Patricia Murphy. Have a great weekend. We'll be right back.